took less than 24 hours for the new governor of Illinois to start putting his imprint on state government. Patrick Quinn, sworn in this week after Illinois lawmakers ended the state's scandal-ridden saga by impeaching and ousting Governor Rod Blagojevich. NPR's Cheryl Corley has more on Mr. Quinn's first full day in office.
Just like anyone who wants to make a good impression on a new job, Governor Quinn started the day early, first phoning into radio talk shows.
Well, it's a busy day ahead. It was quite a day yesterday.
Next, the governor held a press conference for a phalanx of reporters who had been standing sentry outside the glass doors of the governor's office in the rotunda of the state capitol.
Good morning. I think the people of our state are ready to move forward.
Pat Quinn has often been described as a do-gooder and a populist, so it wasn't surprising there was no pomp and ceremony. Instead of a grand entrance from the governor's office, he had come from behind reporters and made his way to the podium. The governor called this day a beginning, and he announced he was signing his first executive order, making sure that a reform commission looking for ways to clean up state government would operate under the auspices of his new office.
We're going to start to fumigate state government from top to bottom to make sure that it has no corruption.
Quinn said one of his top priorities is to restore the state's integrity. He also took on a number of other questions about the size of the state's budget deficit, about taxes, and about when he was moving into the state's executive mansion. As the questions continued, the governor's press secretary, Bob Reed, started to look a little nervous. The schedule was packed. It was time for Quinn to get on the state's plane and head to Chicago, and Reed was trying to move the governor along.
I'll do what I can.
But this was new territory for the governor. So many reporters and so many questions. He stuck around a bit longer.
Are you expecting any sort of honeymoon period from Republicans?
Well, I don't expect a honeymoon. I just
work in the best interest for Illinois, he would add, before heading into his office. Soon afterwards, he'd fly into Chicago.
Okay, hi, you guys. We have all of our constitutional officers here.
Governor Quinn ended his first day of official meetings in his Chicago office. He had asked other state officials, the Illinois Attorney General, the Secretary of State, the State Treasurer, and the Illinois Comptroller to join him in a brainstorming session. Attorney General Lisa Madigan, who had tried to remove former Governor Rod Blagojevich from office through legal maneuvering, called this gathering of the state's top executives with the governor a rare occurrence.
And I can say that the last time that happened under former Governor Blagojevich was July 1st, 2003. So I know already that Governor Quinn is going to be a very different governor than our former governor.
Quinn says the meetings will be held regularly so the state's elected executives can work together to find solutions to the state's finances or to initiate ethics reforms. But this first meeting, says Quinn, was about unity.
We all love Illinois, and I think it's very important that we convey that to the public, that our state is gone through a tough time, and it's had a grievous wound. But we're going to repair any damage, all of us working together.
Today, the governor will attend a conference in the state capitol and visit another part of Illinois to salute volunteers helping neighbors with their taxes. It's all part of Patrick Quinn's plan to show Illinois residents that they have a new governor who has an entirely different approach to governing. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.